Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we think about His mercy.
Lord, have mercy on us. Come and heal our land. Cleanse with Your fire. Heal with Your touch. Humbly we bow and call upon You now.
Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like
our hearts are filled with thanksgiving, Father, as we stand before You today as trophies of Your grace and mercy. Thank You, God, for not giving us what we deserve, everlasting punishment for our sin. We are deserving of death, to be separated from You for eternity. But by Your infinite mercy, demonstrated on the cross when Jesus Christ, Your Son, tasted death for us. Dear God, we're surrounded by distractions today. Please, help us to hear what You want us to hear today, And may your Holy Spirit make your word come alive in and through us today.
Kind and loving hand. scarce word could quite describe the beauty in that tree where Jesus showed that God is great. So I don't have to be.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship as we appreciate the reality of and worship God for His mercy. A special thank you to those of you who have written to us, and some of you have sent a message to us directly from our website. Many have stopped by and liked our Facebook page and even left comments there. We sincerely appreciate your faithful prayer support and donations to this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also able to make a contribution safely and securely on our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program and our statement of faith. That website address is calltoworship.us.
Give Him praise.
your faithfulness proved. And at the end of each day, when my labors are through, I will sing of your mercies anew. When I've fallen and strayed, there were mercies anew, for you sought me in love, and my heart you pursued. In the face of my sin, Lord, you never withdrew, so I sing of your mercies anew. And your mercies, they will never end. For 10,000 years, they remain. Storms swirl and rage, there are mercies in you. In affliction and pain, you will carry me through. And at the end of my days, when your throne fills my view, I will sing of your mercies.
This is your call to worship.
Thank you. of our desert so dry. So so thirsty for the water of life, with no real direction, I was lost as could be.
It has been said that grace is when God gives us what we don't deserve, and mercy is when God doesn't give us what we do deserve. We deserve punishment for our sin. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. We deserve death. But by His mercy, we're given everlasting life. John 3:16-17, and he that believeth on Him is not condemned. That's mercy, for real. The prophet Jeremiah said in Lamentations 3, I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss. Yet I still dare to hope. When I remember this, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who depend on Him, to those who search for Him. So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. And it is good for people to submit at an early age to the yoke of His discipline. Let them sit alone in silence beneath the Lord's demands. Let them lie face down in the dust, for there may be hope at last. Let them turn the other cheek to those who strike them, and accept the insults of their enemies. For no one is abandoned by the Lord forever. Though He brings grief, He also shows compassion because of the greatness of His unfailing love. For He does not enjoy hurting people or causing them sorrow. If people crush underfoot all the prisoners of the land, if they deprive others of their rights in defiance of the Most High, if they twist justice in the courts, doesn't the Lord see all these things? Who can command things to happen without the Lord's permission? Does not the Most High send both calamity and good? Then why should we, mere humans, complain when we are punished for our sins? Instead, let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord. From Exodus 20, Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy, unfailing love, unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. From Numbers 14, The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. 1 Chronicles 16, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, His mercy endureth forever. Psalm 23, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 89, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, and with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, Mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. Folks, when you're overwhelmed by who and what you are, and truly repent of your shortcomings, then call to God for mercy, as the two blind men did, found in Matthew 20. The account, as Jesus and the disciples left the town of Jericho, large crowd followed behind. Two blind men were sitting beside the road. When they heard that Jesus was coming that way, they began shouting, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Be quiet, the crowd yelled at them. But they only shouted louder, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. When Jesus heard them, He stopped and called, What do you want me to do for you? Lord, they said, we want to see. Jesus felt sorry for them and touched their eyes. Instantly they could see. Then they followed Him. Well, there comes a time when it's too late to cry for mercy. This account found in Luke 16, Jesus said, There was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed in purple and fine linen, and who lived each day in luxury. At his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, who was covered with sores. As Lazarus lay there longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores. Finally, the poor man died and was carried by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and his soul went to the place of the dead. There, in torment, he saw Abraham in the far distance with Lazarus at his side. The rich man shouted, Father Abraham, have some pity. Send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I'm in anguish in these flames. But Abraham said to him, Son, remember that during your lifetime you had everything you wanted, and Lazarus had nothing. So now, He's here being comforted, and you are in anguish. And besides, there's a great chasm separating us. No one can cross over to you from here, and no one can cross over to us from there. If you want a relationship with God, to experience His mercy, then call on Him today. As Christ said in John 5:24-25, I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they've already passed from death into life. And I assure you that the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when the dead will hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen will live. As you've experienced the mercy of God, dedicate yourself to follow Him, as Paul described to the church in Rome. In chapter 12 of Romans, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Now, let others see God's mercy in you, as Paul said to the Colossians in chapter 3 of that letter. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And as Christ said in Matthew 5, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And He said in Luke 6, be therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful.
Just one word can bring healing and light to each heart that has hungered for kindness and truth through the trials and the triumphs of
A young, poor carpenter was tortured and killed one day, nearly 2,000 years ago, in a land that was, and still is, known for hatred and war. His death was just another violent incident in a land known for its violence. How is it that millions of people have based their deepest faith on what happened to him just outside Jerusalem? On a dusty rock pile called Calvary. Why have they surrendered their very existence to this man called Jesus? Why have I become a Christian? Because I am convinced this was God's Son, driven up that hill not by the lashes of whips or the kicks of soldiers' boots, but He was driven by His love. Love for people He'd never even seen, people not yet born, people like you and me, whose sins cry out either for pitiless judgment or for His all-forgiving love. What Jesus did that day has given me the opportunity to run to Him, run from myself and into His arms, into His endless forgiveness made possible by Calvary's love.
Eternal God, merciful God, Almighty God, who used His words to lay down.
Our call to worship topic this hour has been mercy. We worship God for His mercy shown toward us in the salvation that He has provided. Thank you for joining us today. I pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you would invest a moment to invite your friends to join us next time. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You are invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him.
'cause you love.